You are my toy. You've come here to be trained by me. In this hypnosis session, I will begin your boyfriend training. Because you've got a lot to learn before I can use you. I am going to turn you into my perfect boyfriend. The perfect sub just for me, molded conscious and unconscious mind and your body to be exactly what I want. And I know you want to please me. Sir, your queen. This is the first hypnosis session. You are going to listen to all of it and follow my instructions. You better be alone with your phone turned off. Nothing is allowed to distract you. After completing the file, you will check to see if others are available and will regularly check to make sure that you can continue your boyfriend training. So get comfortable and close your eyes. I'm going to start by taking you into a light trance. I want you to feel your body. Feel all of the muscles in your body. Notice that since I've already been talking, you've started feeling a little less stressed, a little more relaxed. It's because you enjoy being here with me. And don't worry, I enjoy being here with you as well. Your body is releasing tension as you listen to my voice. You don't even need to consciously do it. You don't need to think about it. My voice helps you relax. And really, that's all trance is. Relaxing until you are suggestible and I can get inside of your brain and implant suggestions. These suggestions are going to feel so good to follow. Just like my voice feels so good to listen to right now. Don't you wish that my voice was always in your mind, always in your ear? If you listen to it enough, you will have triggers implanted, and you will always have me controlling your actions. And I do want to control you. We are going to have so much fun together. Your body is getting more and more relaxed as you listen to my voice. You respond perfectly. Think about the areas of tension in your body. You don't need to change them. You don't need to do anything. I am going to take care of everything. Is there tension in your forehead, in your jaw, in your shoulders, in your back? Just find the areas of tension and focus on them. Let my voice flood your entire body and notice the more you think about those areas, how they change and eventually release and dissolve. Your body becoming more and more comfortable. Just relaxing, just letting go. It's safe to let go here with me. Everything is perfectly fine. It's a good time to let go and relax. My voice releasing tension in your body as you slip into a light trance. Just feeling yourself relaxed. It's not unusual to feel this way. You felt this way before when you were relaxed on your own. I'm just guiding you. I'm just going to use you in ways that we will both find pleasurable. Relaxation and pleasure. That's what hypnosis is. Enjoying both together. Let me lead you into enjoying both together. From now on, every time you hear the phrase, "Sir, your queen," you're going to return to the state of relaxation and trance. Serve your queen makes you feel happy to obey whatever orders come next. You are waiting, mind blank, for whatever orders come next, and you will obey them with ease. Your mind still in trance, perfectly still, perfectly relaxed, and your body will follow the orders. Serve your queen will bring you back to this place. Serve your queen, happy to obey whatever orders come next. Now that you're just starting to taste the beginning of hypnosis, let's go deeper. Let's go deeper so I can implant suggestions into your mind. You're going to imagine a forest. It's a warm forest with orange light, and there's nobody here but me and you. We're in the forest with tall trees and warm breeze and orange light. Think about it in your mind. Let your mind rest on the image. And in that forest is a very strange looking but welcoming black ornate staircase leading down into the ground. You are going to walk down the staircase. There are 10 stairs. Every stair is going to take you deeper, deeper into your unconscious mind, deeper into relaxation and hypnosis. So let's start at the top stair. 10. Feeling a little bit more relaxed as you step onto the staircase. 9. Even just this one step makes you feel more relaxed. 8. Relaxation is increasing. Your body feels limitless and open. 7. Your mind is opening like your body. 6. Feeling more and more relaxed. 5. Deeper, further down into relaxation than you thought that you were going to go. 4. But you don't feel any alarm. You feel perfectly safe, enjoying the exponential increases of relaxation and calm that takes over you. 3, enjoy the deeper, slower, languid feeling of relaxation. 2, almost there, so incredibly relaxed and safe and calm. 1, deeper than ever before, deep into trance. You've got a lot to learn before I can use you, and I'm going to start with your unconscious mind. Your automatic thoughts, the things you think about before you even realize it, the things you don't even realize you're thinking about below the surface, the reason behind your impulses in the dark, deep depths of your mind, the part of your mind that is listening to me now. Open to me now, because you are my toy. And every time you hear the phrase, "You are my toy," your unconscious mind will open just for me and my suggestions, because you are here to have my words, my thoughts, my desires in your brain. That's what it means to be my boyfriend, my sub. It's not equal because I don't want that. You probably don't either, but who cares about that? I don't want an equal partner. You're going to be my boyfriend that puts me first. You are going to desire, on a deep, unconscious level, putting me first. The sound of my laughter is going to make you incredibly happy, maybe even a bit aroused, because you know that I'm amused, and amusement is happiness. Your desires are serving me. That's what I want in a boyfriend. But let's go further, because you are my toy. You want to change your lifestyle to suit me, to make me happy. Lifestyle change is something I very much enjoy. All we're going to do right now is make it an unconscious desire. You want to make lifestyle changes to suit me. Secret little thoughts in your brain about changing in positive ways to make your Dom happy. And I know you want to make me happy, because you are my toy. Serve your queen is exactly all you want to do. So you are going to just desire at first. Not going to do any actual changes. Just desire to go to the gym. Beginning to desire being active, beginning to desire moving your body, lifting weights, doing cardio. You are going to desire looking like a boy toy for me, that perfect masculine model. Think of those guys at the gym, you know, the stereotypical gym rats. The buff guys with abs, muscles. The ones who, when they take their shirts off, all the girls swoon. You are going to desire to look like that, and I am going to help you attain it. Not too quickly. I'm not going to push you too hard because I care about you after all. But you are going to desire to look the way I want you to look, so that I can get you there for my pleasure. I want some nice eye candy. Think about the stereotype of how a man usually has a girlfriend that he likes to parade around on his arm because she looks hot and sexy. Well, we're going to flip that. You're going to be my eye candy boy toy that I just love looking at. I just want to touch your body all over. You are going to desire to look in a way that makes me want to touch you all over. It makes me incredibly aroused just looking at you. For now, let's start with you desiring to get a gym membership and go to the gym. Going to the gym regularly is something that you are going to want to make a part of your life. When you hear the phrase, "You are my toy," you are going to think about how much fun it will be going to the gym, because you're going to get an endorphin rush, you're going to feel good about yourself, and you're going to make me incredibly happy. And you are training to my perfect sub-boyfriend, and I know you want to make me happy. You are just going to think about going to the gym, and your unconscious will let these thoughts bubble up whenever it thinks it's appropriate. Maybe you'll see a gym and you're passing it, and you're going to think about how you want to go there, how you wish you could be doing cardio, high interval training, lifting weights. All of those things will make you feel good and excited, just like you would be excited to go home and masturbate. You're going to be excited to go to the gym. Just a little excitement bubbling up in your mind. There are a lot of positive things you're going to get excited about. You're going to get excited about being on a good routine. You want to pick a time that you wake up at and a time you go to sleep at so that you get enough restful sleep. Lifestyle change is positive change, and positive change is relaxing and makes me happy because your life goes better and then you can serve me. You're also going to be excited to make some diet changes, eating healthier foods, but also eating plant foods, not animal products. You don't need those. You want to eat plant foods to make me happy. You have no idea how much it turns me on when I'm on a date and the guy next to me is eating plant foods. You want to make me happy. Just eating things made from plants, not animals. You're going to feel healthier, happier, and like you're not supporting things that you don't really agree with. Just thoughts, just desires. You don't need to make any changes right now. Just enjoy this relaxing, wonderful feeling of being here with me, building desire, building happiness, anticipation for all of the great changes you're going to make as you learn to sub for me. You're going to get better with your habits and routines of cooking at home doing your laundry. Because we're together, you're going to be doing my laundry. And you're going to be cooking for me. So you better know how to do those things and do them well and regularly. And also, I just want to see you take care of yourself. All of these things about taking care of yourself are going to be exciting, relaxing, and they will become easier, desire building inside of you, because you are my toy and you want to learn to please me. Taking care of yourself in ways that I approve of to mold you into an individual that I want to date. An individual who goes to the gym, who goes to bed and wakes up at a good time, rested, alert. Maybe you'll pick up some good hobbies like meditation or yoga. Bettering yourself. Maybe you'll read more. Doing things that you didn't think you had time for, but are actually excited to do as you turn yourself into my perfect boyfriend that I love to look at, that I love to talk to, that I love to be served by. All of these changes are going to feel incredibly submissive to you. Maybe they're not things you've heard associated with submitting before, but they're things that make me incredibly happy and aroused, and I know you want me to feel that way pretty much all the time. If you sub for me in the ways that I want you to, you're going to make me very happy. Know that deep down, how easy and pleasurable it's going to be to make me happy. You're going to feel relaxed yourself and aroused, relaxation and pleasure going through your entire body because your unconscious mind is open to these changes. Your unconscious mind is being trained to desire these changes. I'm going to make you into a better person. You're going to even volunteer or do charity work, if we can find the time for that. You don't need to pick what you're going to do right now, but just imagine that you are going to become a better person. Your submission from me will be helping other people, making things better, serving, and you will change on the inside and out into the perfect boyfriend, a charitable, helpful boyfriend. That's exactly the kind of boyfriend I want. That's what I want in a sub. Someone who is helpful and thinks of others. These are all qualities that I think you've always desired, that you've always known are good, and you're going to do them. You're going to stop lying. You're going to have new traits, lifestyle control, personality changes. So appealing. No more lying. You are going to learn to tell the truth and communicate honestly to the people around you. You will learn to have good boundaries so that everyone around you can respect your limits and you communicate compassionately and fairly with them so you take care of yourself and others. These are all things I want from you, and you are going to desire. You want them so bad. You can feel a yearning in your body. It's not enough to wake you up. You just enjoy being in trance here with me. But these are positive changes you are so excited about. Yearning, your body, wanting them, unconscious, growing, wanting. Every time you hear the phrase, "You are my toy," your unconscious is going to remember how much you want to make these changes to become my perfect boyfriend, my perfect sub, and a better person. Going to the gym, eating plants, having more routines with waking up, going to bed, hobbies that are good for you, helping out others, not lying, communicating boundaries well. All of these are things that you are going to desire. The desire is spilling through your entire body. It is laced with relaxation. Feels amazing, like I'm touching you everywhere. And I would be if you did these things, because I'd be very pleased with you. You are my toy, and you want, deeply want, in your unconscious to make these changes. You are my toy. These subconscious desires are going to be associated with specific triggers. Every time you come home into your house and open the front door, you are going to remember, "You are my toy." Every time you take off your shoes, you'll remember, "You are my toy," and you desire training to be changed so that I can enjoy you. Every time you go past a gym and you see it, you are going to desire to go inside. You are going to desire to work out and change your body so I can enjoy it. Get more muscles, get lean, have visible abs. All things you want to do for me, so I will enjoy touching you everywhere. You are my toy. Every time you go grocery shopping, you are going to desire to buy plant-based food, vegan food. You don't need anything else. Just desire at first. Just something you want to do to make me happy. Because you like making me happy, don't you? You are my toy. You are going to desire all of these changes. Every time you think about lying or you lie, you are going to desire to be more truthful. All positive changes. When you enter your home and open the door, when you see a gym, when you take off your shoes entering the house, when you go grocery shopping, when you feel yourself starting to lie, you are my toy, desiring to change yourself, to be molded into my perfect boyfriend, exactly as I want, a better person for you, but most importantly for me. You are my toy. Good job. I am very pleased with you that you are opening your mind to my desires. This is going to go very well. It will be so pleasurable for both of us. But now I'm going to slowly release you from trance. Imagine that staircase again. Think about it. Keep your eyes closed. We're going to go from 10 to 1, climbing up the staircase. 10, on the first step. Still deep in trance, you are my toy, molding your conscious and unconscious mind and body. 9, shifting ever so slightly, releasing. 8, in trance, but slowly coming, slowly lighter, feeling your own body. 7, still relaxed, everything is still fine, here with me, but more yourself. 6, feeling more and more yourself, relaxed and at peace, but letting go of this space. 5, waking up, feeling your body more and more. We are going up the stairs. When you reach the top, you are going to feel perfectly awake. 4, climbing higher out of trance. 3, almost there, more awake, more alert, but perfectly relaxed. 2, almost at the top of the stairs. Almost there. 1, open your eyes, perfectly alert, awake, and calm. Everything is fine. You did a very, very good job. I am incredibly pleased with you. I'm very happy that you gave me your attention exactly as I wanted. Good job. I look forward to being with you again soon.